In the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. When Olivia and Joseph were in touch with me about planning this baptism, we looked at, I think, originally some dates in November, but then it became more convenient to come in October, for which I'm grateful. And I just said, sure, let's set this up. What Sunday we're here today, and I didn't really look at the readings until, well, this week, and I thought, well, this is God's hand, because this sounds like readings from the marriage ceremony. And 2 years ago this summer, Joseph and Olivia were married here at St. Joseph, I should be St. Michael's. We have a lot of Josephs in this family. Joseph and Olivia here at St. Michael's, and how providential it is that we have these readings. If there's one thing that we glean from both the letter to the Hebrews, from the Gospel, from our first reading, is that God desires God's people to live in community. To live in community. It is not good that we be alone, God thinks, after God has created everything, and everything that the first person in the Garden of Eden could possibly want. Yet there's still something missing. And that is another human companion. Sure, in the readings there are some specific things to think about. I mean, the question to Jesus about divorce was a big trick question. Because the Pharisees knew, correctly, that it was really much easier for a man to divorce his wife than the other way around. And they expect Jesus to answer, oh, sure, it's just as easy, one way or the other. And that's perfectly fine. And as a matter of fact, Moses wrote this commandment because of the lack of love that you have in your hearts. But what he goes on to say is, in the kingdom of God, there will be companionship. And God's intention is for us to live in faithful relationships. And sometimes that doesn't necessarily work, but it shouldn't be because you don't want it to work. Which completely silences them. Jesus is very good at silencing critics. He would have been a great debater. You see, speaking of debates, he would have calmly said, well, what does it say in the Constitution? And then he would have quoted it back to them and said, well, then I think maybe we should do something else. So they would just stand there. Jesus was a master at that. So in community, we marry. In community, we have our relationships. In community, we have baptism. And I'm very pleased that Olivia and Joseph have made this journey from Florida to be with their family, to be back in this congregation, and to be here presenting Arthur for all of us to celebrate with. Sure, a baptism is just as valid as some privately, but some privately, there's nothing wrong with that. But it is wonderful to remember that their marriage, all of our marriages, all of our relationships are lived in community. And the courage of people to have children should never be underestimated in this day and age. The willingness to have children, the willingness for people to adopt children, the willingness of people to care for foster children, Jesus was very clear about that. I want to have children around me. One of the few times he's described as an indignant is when he saw children being refused to be part of the life of the community. So it's a great day for Arthur Ward Trupiano. It's a great day for his brother Joseph. See, that's where I was getting confused. I have to make sure I use the right name when we get to that point. So, great day for his brother Joseph, for his parents, grandparents, for all of you, that once again, a child of God will be brought into the kingdom of heaven and made one with Christ's life.